This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You wake up this morning, you're on your way to work, or you're driving around and...
Sitting in traffic?
Probably sitting in traffic. Reminder, Zipper's your friend. Don't fight it. Don't be resentful. And you'll know the Red Wings aren't in the playoffs today.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, limping
it's
was...
It's March.
Limping was the word that Filar used in the update. They've lost three in a row. They're not in the playoffs. Here we go again. I saw a lot of SOWs on social media last night. Same old Wings. We've gotten a fed-up tone on the ticket text today. John, they have one more game before the deadline. They'll play Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they were beating Carolina. I do expect them to beat Utah. They likely will be back in the playoffs on Friday morning. But in terms of the belief, if Yzerman doesn't believe in this team, why should anybody in the fan base? He's got to show that he believes in his team on Friday.
I don't think the result of Thursday night's game has anything to do or impact on whether Steve Yzerman is going to make a trade or not. It's such a small sample size, but it is indicative of where they are right now in regards to they are odd man looking out, looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to find where they were in some of those seven-game streaks that they've had with Tom McClellan. This is tied for the longest streak, and things are about to get tougher. And I mentioned it. My 51 up until yesterday was that I think that they're going to find a way to get in the playoffs. My 51 now is I think they're out. And it's a fine line. I get it. I'm not going to be jumping back and forth. But when you look at the schedule that they have ahead of them, and yeah, Utah, that's, I hate to say must win with so many games left because there's a lot that can happen in a points race. But Utah, Buffalo, their two home games that they have in the next week, those are kind of must wins against teams that they should beat because they're on the road at Washington, they're on the road at Ottawa, they're on the road at Carolina, they've got Vegas again at Washington, at Vegas, at Utah, at Colorado. It's going to be a tough road for here on out.
First of all, don't feel bad if you feel like you're teeter-tottering. I feel like the fan base is teetering with you right now, and we want people to just be honest about how they feel today about the playoff probability or whether we're going down this path again where they're going to fall just short. Just be honest with us. What's the pulse of Hockey Town? 248-539-9797. They lose to Utah. I'll probably be right there with you, John. I just, losing to a good Carolina team, it's not going to flip me one way or another. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand, but okay, they lose to a good Washington team or an Ottawa team
or Vegas team.
Or Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
Or Washington again or Colorado. But that's my point is, are they playing good enough hockey to beat some of these teams where like, okay, if they played any of those teams last night and you're like, yeah, I kind of expected them to lose. This is their schedule.
The last time they lost three in a row, they rattled off seven in a row the other way. Rasmussen's not done for the season. I think an underrated piece. They're going to need to get back in the fold, but it can't be the whole thing. Throw a little bit of depth at the deadline and help this team out. And then I'll believe in this team.
Okay.
I don't think I'm setting an unrealistic expectation.
So last time they lost three in a row, they rattled off seven.
Including wins against Tampa and at Edmonton. So it's not like they just beat up on bad teams in that stretch.
Okay. So their next seven opponents. I'm going to read them off, as I already have, but I'm going to read them off in sequential order. And I want you to tell me how many points they need out of the seven games.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yes, win, have to.
At Washington. At Ottawa.
On a back-to-back, they're probably losing, but then they need to beat Ottawa on the wrap.
Okay, well, okay. Let me read these.
I didn't then, know you want
then,
to go
no,
one
no,
at a time.
No, 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 no. No, I wanted to pause for dramatic effect.
Okay.
And then tell me at the end how many points you okay. expect okay. them or need them to have after this. So I'll start over. Utah. Dramatic pause. At Washington. At Ottawa. Buffalo. At Carolina. Vegas. And at Washington.
I wrote down 9 points.
Okay. 9 points in those seven games. Is that going to be enough on the outside looking in right now to put them back in the mix? Or they're in the mix, but to put them back above the cut line?
I have no way of answering it because there's other teams
right,
at play
no,
here.
I know that.
Does it feel like enough? I don't know. 9 or 10 points I feel like is what they should get in the next seven games here. You got to survive the whole season, though. I've said this from the beginning. It's going to come down to every single point. Every single point. And it's what makes last night infuriating is I actually think they started out well against Carolina, but Lyon gives up a soft goal. One he's got to make. Your goalie's got to save that. And then he makes a misplay behind the net. And you're down 2-0. And now you're playing Carolina hockey. We're going to bear down on you. They're going to possess the puck, and you're screwed. And they make a tweak. They get Soderblom loose. They score a goal. They give themselves a chance, but you can't dig yourself 2-0 deficits. If you're not happy about the team right now, I totally understand and relate to it. But I don't feel like Columbus was a game they outplayed them in the stadium series, right? And I felt like that performance more often than not is going to get the job done. They'll get in by the skin of their teeth. I want a little more reassurance from Yzerman on Friday. I think the fan base is right to ask for that 6 years in, but we look to the fan base and we look to you guys on the phones. 248-539-9797. Joe in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, man. I am pretty disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I was really jacked coming out of that Four Nation face-off. I was hoping to get really good hockey. I actually did the $20 a month for the FanDuel Sports Network because I'm like, hey, I'm all in. I can't wait to see. And almost every single one of these games has been a disappointment. We should have came out of that Four Nation faceoff super hot. And I just feel like Larkin has came out and just sputtered. You guys touched on it earlier. You know, he's floundering the last three games, and we need him to step up and be our captain. We need him to be our Yzerman and to pull us out of this rut. And I just don't see it happening. I'm with John. I'm at 51%, not in the playoffs, man.
And you're right. I mean, they're 2-4 since the break, since the Four Nations playoff.
And one of those wins, they had to come back down two goals in the third period. You should get credit for, but it doesn't mean you're playing great hockey if you're putting yourself in that position.
Yeah.
And the calls for Dylan Larkin to step up, I'll echo him. He got called out by his coach, hasn't responded yet, right? I know he came out and had 5 shots in the first period or 4 shots in the first period in the outdoor game, but We need to see him bury one of these odd man rushes, finish one of these plays, score a big power play goal, get back to doing that more. They're not doing this without Larkin. So when McClellan talked yesterday, he spoke before the game and after the game, and he struck the chord of the cavalry's not coming. And afterwards, he said Santa doesn't always deliver, right? Something like that. And he was emphasizing we've got the guys who we've got, and he's right that the biggest push has to come from Larkin and Raymond and the in-house guys, right? Edvinson and Sider and the goalies. Come on now. Need a little more out of you. He's right that most of it has to come internally. But the idea that Santa's not going to give us anything, we're going to get coal for Christmas?
Well,
I don't like where that's the tone of that either.
Yeah, though. And I'm not going to go schedule game, you know, game by game, but you know, it's a tough stretch. It's a tough seven-game stretch here. And it doesn't get any easier after that. That's just as far as I wanted to go. But then you look at the end of the season when if they're just looking for that final point, something that they need to get into the playoffs, they've got 5 of 6 on the road. And one of them is against Montreal, who they're in direct competition with. They're on the road at Florida, Tampa, New Jersey,
playoff
and Toronto.
Teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like it gets any easier.
Bill, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. Big fan. First time caller.
Oh, thank you.
Let us know what you're thinking.
I truly believe ownership does not give Yzerman the tools to finish the job. That's my impressions. Season ticket holder, love going to the games. They just don't give them the tools. You can see this a little bit with the Tigers, same ownership group. They just won't do it. They figure, we're making money, don't rock the boat. Fans will still show up. They show flashes of brilliance from here and there with the Red Wings. Pleasantly surprised with the Tigers, pleasantly surprised. But with the Red Wings, no. They'll fall 1 or 2 points short, and I'm predicting it now, calling it now. That's it. They're done.
Well, then it'll fall at the feet of Yzerman because you waited a game or two or a week or two too long to fire Lalonde. And if you don't make a move at the deadline, did you leave a win or two on the table by not addressing something? When he brings up ownership, look, you want to bring up payroll in baseball. We've done it. You want to bring up the district and promises that haven't been kept. Understood. There's a salary cap in hockey. Yzerman is working with the same amount of money as every other team. I don't believe a deal is getting vetoed on Friday. They have cap space.
Yeah.
I can't imagine ownership's vetoing a move Yzerman wants to make on Friday. I mean, look, if you conspiracy theory it if you want, I don't believe that.
Look, I was talking with Doug out in a bullpen. I mean, he cleared the cap space for a reason, right?
Right.
I think the reason was that if the team was continuing to accelerate, he would have made a big move. That hasn't happened. So he's probably not going to make a big move, and they're going to go into the offseason with some of this cap space.
Can I just, last note on this? Well, we can take more calls on it, but last note for now. Isn't that a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy? If you never add and then you're not good enough to add?
Well, maybe he didn't trust this team, though, because they've done the same thing the last 2 years with pretty much the same guys.
He didn't trust his team?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to start phrasing it as his team. You know what I mean? Like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't build the team up and then they're not good enough to add at the deadline, didn't you create this problem? That now you don't have to add because
the leadership in this locker room continues to fall apart this time of year.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Why?
I don't know.
Did anybody respond to Todd McClellan calling him out?
John. Well, they put damn near 50 shots on that in the outdoor game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Edvinson didn't swallow the stick that swung at his face. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got screwed on Saturday. That was a game, especially you come out with 1 point. To come out with zero, they got screwed that night.